Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Absolutely. As we often say at Substance, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. Walk with the wise, you will grow wise, but a companion of fools will suffer harm, Proverbs 13:20. What was interesting is when I was doing the research for my book on happiness, I found out the research actually shows that our happiness is more related to our friends than it is our circumstances. It was actually kind of shocking, actually, how much more significantly our community affects our overall joy and happiness and ultimately success even more than our circumstances. We imagine that perfect job or that perfect whatever, fill in the blank. If only I had this in my bank account or this type of house, then I would be happy. But actually, your friends have a greater impact on your likelihood of happiness than anything. And that kind of gripped me a little bit because it really challenged me to embrace what the Bible had said all along. A wise person is cautious in relationship, Proverbs 12 says. And I thought, maybe I'm not being cautious enough about who I'm surrounding myself with and the type of community that I'm embedding myself into. And it really kind of started defining church for me less about a church service and more about friends who could surround me with an attitude of faith. And really, that's really what biblical church is. It's a community of people who will do anything to see us healed and whole. It's kind of like Luke 5, when the paralytic couldn't get to Jesus at Peter's house. And so they ripped through a roof, lowered him on a mat, and then Jesus healed him.
But it was four friends that had to put him on the mat and say, hey, let's go get our friend to Jesus. Oh, it's too full. Let's go to the roof and let's start removing tiles.
Mm-hmm. And think about that. That was illegal. What they were doing, I mean, vandalizing a person's house by ripping a hole through it.
when you put it that way.
Now, like, think about it.
Can you imagine Jesus teaching and there's like little dirt, rocks and pebbles falling on his head? It had to be kind of loud and distracting.
Exactly. But instead of rebuking them for doing that, he was like impressed by their faith and then heals them. And in many ways, the story isn't about, I don't believe it's about Jesus healing the paralytic. I believe it's about the friends of the paralytic. And when I read that, I felt like the Lord just impressed upon my heart, do you have friends who would rip through a roof for you? Do you have friends who are so passionate about helping you experience Jesus that they would even do something illegal to get you to Jesus?
Disclaimer. I'm just kidding.
But I thought if there was ever a biblical definition of church, it's right there in Luke 5.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.